Shalom uvracha. Welcome back to Torah Nun Vav. We've been discussing up until now how each Yid, every single Jew, has a malchus, a personal shlichus in the world, a way to consistently connect to Chaim, to return to the feeling of being so special in the eyes of Hashem, constantly relating to Hashem in a very personal way, knowing that He sees you and enjoys you in your particular piece of avoda in the world and your particular mission. The problem being is that we trap that malchus time and time again, and our malchus remains trapped for years and years of our life until one day we wake up and we're 45 years old and we realize that we've been living without chiyus, without simcha, the simcha of shalai asani goy, the simcha of knowing that I'm constantly fixing the world. I'm a Jew in the world. Shalai asani goy, I'm a Jew. Wherever I go, I'm being metakin. I say brachos. Wherever I go, I try and say brachos. I try and do mitzvos. Wherever I go, I'm constantly being misakin. And instead of that, we trap our malchus in our own specific versions of what we draw out to be avodas Hashem. And we have a specific blueprint for what success looks like, which manifests in our own ritzonos, the things that we want and the things that we and the levels we want to reach, whether beruchnius or begashmius, the things we deem valuable, and all of those things trap our malchus in a box. A coffin that ends up burying us, and we're just lacking Ruach Chaim. We're lacking the air to breathe, a breath that's really a breath of a Jew, knowing that Hashem sees him and deeply, deeply needs you and wants you and wants every word that you say and every action that you do, and wants all the Limud HaTorah in your life. So to reaccess that and to return to that reality of having my malchus, the Rebbe gives a piece of advice that the only way to return is through Esek HaTorah. Esek HaTorah, the way that the Rebbe explains Esek HaTorah, is Torah being Shema Dekutcha Brichu, where we're calling the name of Hashem by learning Torah. That Limud HaTorah in the way of Yamim and Midos has the power and ability to call Chai HaChayim, to draw down and to call the root of all life into my Mida, into my Tzimtzum, into my Esek HaTorah. And the way we describe that is the simple parts of being a Jew. The simple parts of being a Jew, which again is Kipshuto Limud HaTorah. Simply put, open up a Gemara, learn an Amud of Gemara, a Daf Gemara, two Daf, whatever it is you can do. Learn Mishnayos, Perek Mishnayos. Learn Chumash or Chumash Rashi. And on top of that, Esek HaTorah is also simple mitzvos. Right? We have Taryag mitzvos. Nowadays, most of those mitzvos are unable to be mikuyim by us. But we're just mekabel the Torah in Parashas Yisro. And Kabbalah HaTorah means that the Torah is mikubal alai. The Torah is mikubal alai. It's accepted upon me. I accept the fact that the fact that I'm wearing tzitzis is a davar chashuv ma'od. Davar chashuv ma'od. And is enough to call the Chai HaChaim. Because again, with the way the Rebbe is saying, is that we need to return to tzimtzumim, because our whole problem and what caused us to lose our connection to Malchus, Dikdusha, to each person in their mission and their Malchus, accepting the way Hashem is running your life stopping to fight him on everything is because we fell into what's called ribor. We fell into what's called ribor, unwilling to accept the way that Hashem is manning the world and the reason that Hashem created the world, which is for each person to relate to and accept the tzimtzumim and their own abilities, and to live out that original and unique kesher that we have with Hashem in a way that's beyond chashuv. Chashuv is not even the word. But I'm everything. Hashem needs me and wants me and sees me in a way that's koyres chayachayim. I recognize Hashem as the root of all life. I know that when I do a mitzvah, I know Hashem has an incredible hanah from that. And that, in turn, wakes me up to the reality of knowing, of replacing my messed up brain that's just spewing lies all day with a brain that recognizes how important and crucial tzimtzumim are. Meaning to say, living with Hashem and relating to Hashem in the way that I can relate to Hashem, also known as Esek HaTorah, right? Where we need to learn Torah in order to be mitchaber to the Chayachayim. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was constantly holding our hands, is constantly holding our hands on this derech etzachayim, on how to be mitchaber properly to the mitzvah of limud haTorah. We are not learning Torah in a way of being magdil my own shame and my own name. That is pigama malchus. That itself is the reason that we lose our malchus, because we have related to limud haTorah improperly up until this very moment in our lives. We have related to the mitzvahs of Hashem improperly, right? Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah satorah, v'limud haTorah, kidei lezako yisas Yisrael. Hashem wanted to be mezaka us, and therefore He gave us mitzvahs and Torah, not to be machiv and to bury us under the pressure and lachatz of limud haTorah. All of that is because we're not machnia ourselves to the malchus of the tzaddik, who's moishal al kol ha'olam kulo b'iskasya. And we accept the derech halimud of this rebbe and this tzaddik or this rosh yeshiva and this person that once told me that what I was doing was improper and not okay. And of course, if a person's in yeshiva, there's sidrei halimud, and it's important to relate to those sidrei halimud. But most of our lives is spent outside of that geder of you know, the years we spend in yeshiva. And there's so many days and moments and tekufos of our lives where we don't have all of our chavrusas and things aren't working out necessarily. So what do? We throw away mitzvahs haTorah and limud haTorah. Again, it's the same thing with mitzvahs. We lack the kesher to mitzvahs haTorah because we've been relating to them improperly up until now. Because again, we've accepted the system of anyone other than the Rebbe. First and foremost, understand that we have a Rebbe who's constantly being Mamshich Chaim and Arichus Yamim, telling us how, yeah, Gemara is referred to as Laila by Chazal, but when I'm makir how important that is, when I'm makir that Laila isn't in a way separated from Yoim, but Laila is the way to reaccess the day properly and to shape my day in a way that I can be Makabel or Hayoim. So now, when that's the case, I'm able to connect to Torah and mitzvahs properly in the way that they really are. Every single little bit of Torah is a healthy tzimtzum, and if you have a healthy tzimtzum, automatically there's a healthy aura there. There's a light that's drawn down there. We don't think our Torah is a proper tzimtzum. It's not kedai, it's not ra'ui, it's not proper to now be mitchaber to Hashem in my limud haTorah. I think I'm doing Hashem a disservice I think I'm doing Hashem a disservice if I draw him into the way I daven mincha. I know how I daven mincha. I know how my mincha look. I don't want to bring Hashem down here. It's improper for him, you know. Lemoshel, a host who's so embarrassed to bring Orchim into their home because, oh, I have kids and it's messy and the floor is dirty and they'll never have Orchim because, ugh, it's such a lachatz to put out the exact perfect dishes and foods that will make him happy. And then there's never a hischavrus between the host and the guest. It's never happening. But Rabbeinu is telling us how, if you relate to Torah in a way of your malchus, of knowing that Hashem gave you this specific kishron and ability, and someone else this specific kishron and ability, and Hashem wants you in your malchus, then we are able to truly believe that our kiyum of this mitzvah and our limud of this Torah, adarabah, I want the guest to come in. I'm calling the guest to come in. I'm enthusiastic about it, and because I know he's going to come and be overjoyed and so ecstatic to meet me in this space of my mincha or my mariv or my limud Torah, because it's what I can do, and I'm not in a place of riboy or thinking that, oh, my Torah has to look exactly perfectly this way, and my mitzvah and my tefillah wasn't the way, you know, after Reb Chaim was nifter, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu, the amount of people and speeches that were going on about aflogas limudoy and his seder hayom and his things. Gave people, this is just an example of such dimyonos about what's limud haTorah, and this notion of like needing to make it into like lahagia lamashu, lahagia to make it to become the Rosh Hashiva or to become a Talmud Chacham, and Rabbeinu is the hefech of that. Rabbeinu is saying, no, you've made it. You, the way that you are capable of learning and the mitzvahs that you do already every single day, if you just reframe the way that you relate to these mitzvahs and reprogram your understanding and the way you perceive mitzvahs and how they're quote-unquote supposed to be, then you can live with Hashem in the simplest aspects of being a Yid. Even if you're a guy who's a regular balabas, but this is who I am. This is my shlichus in the world and my malchus, and all day I'm doing mitzvahs. I wear tzitzis all day, and sure there are going to be many moments of my day where I forget, you know, I forget that I'm a Jew and I forget that I'm more chashiv than Steve Jobs and Taylor Swift mixed together. I am serving Melech Malchei Amlochim. Hashem needs me. Ein Melech B'loy Am. That's my Malchus. Hashem needs me to be Mamlechim on this mitzvah and this mitzvah. And here's where we got up to last. V'alakein tzarech lasuk b'toyer b'peh daika. Ki kishetzrichim likros es echad b'shmo. Tzarech likroso b'peh daika v'yefsher likroso b'shmo b'machshava b'alma. That's why we are osik b'toyerah b'peh daika, with our mouths, because when you're calling someone, you need to refer to them and actually speak words, say to them, call to them with your mouth and not just telepathically with your thoughts. Kein he afshir likros es chaya chaim b'shmo ki ma'ide apeh, and the same goes with the chaya chaim. With being mitchaber to Hashem Yisborach properly, it needs to be done b'peh, v'loy al-yidei ha-machshava levado, and not just through thought. I'll explain in a second. V'esha amru chachameinu zechroinim levrochel, ki chayim mehem lemoitz ehem. Chazal say, chayim and vitality, energy, is lemoitz ehem to those that find it, to find them. And Chazal say, lemoitz ehem b'peh to those that actually say the words with their mouth. L'moitzi'eim b'peh daika, sh'aydei zeh zoich l'chaim, and then you're zoich atu chaim heim l'moitzi'eim b'peh. Nimzai de'esek ha'toyra mamshichin arichus yomim, And then by way of this das, when we have this das, we now understand how litkarev, how to become closer to Hashem properly at any given moment, and to properly admonish and to speak to ourselves and to speak ourselves into quote unquote growth, which is a word that carries with it a lot of weight and historically is a word that causes issues. But when you have the Das HaTzadik and you access the Das HaTzadik through the way Rabbeinu is explaining here, then we're able to go midarga al darga and to speak to ourselves in a way that's only bringing us more chiyus and more hiskarvas Hashem. So just to explain a little bit here, is that the Rebbe is saying that we need to call, and we're learning Torah, we said, V'karabo kol yimei chayav. Right, and we call Hashem into our yamim, that when we access the chaya chayim through Asik HaTorah, through learning the Torah, which is called Shema D'kut Shebrichu, and we're calling the shame of Hashem, again, that being the Torah, we're calling Shema D'kut Shebrichu into our yamim, into our midas, into our life, and knowing that Hashem is mazminli mitzvahs wherever I go. Wherever I go, I have a midah. I have a moment here where I could be mitchaber to Hashem. So that's called lasuk b'toyer b'peh daika, the lo rak b'machshava, and not just b'machshava. And we know from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh how Milas HaMachshava is higher than our speech, right? The way the Rebbe explains in Sich Saran, B'derech Moshel, that our leg can only kick a certain distance. Whereas our arms have the ability to throw further than our legs can kick. And as you go up the body, right, we come to our mouths can speak, and those sound waves can go further than our arms can throw. Our ears can hear further than our mouths can speak, and our eyes can see further than our ears can hear. Ultimately coming to our brains, which have the greatest ability and greatest reach to reach the Olam HaSalyonim. Right, to reach the Olam HaSalyonim, our eyes can see from Shemaim Ad Ha'aretz, but our brains have the greatest ability to reach the Olam HaSalyonim. However, the issue is that right now our greatest problem is our brain, and the way that our brain reaches out to Hashem is because our brains are stuck in Ribayor. Our seichel is a seichel that's crooked, that's completely shattered. And views the world in a way where I can't possibly be miskarif to Hashem right now. There's nothing for me to do at this moment to serve Hashem. Impossible. Because why? First of all, A, I'm not a tzaddik. And then we have this whole list. A, I'm not a tzaddik. And then we have like all these like little bullet points about why I'm not a tzaddik and why I'm closer to a rasha and not a tzaddik. So A, I'm not a tzaddik because I've seen a tzaddik. You know, I had a rebbe, I had a yeshiva, I had a Rakezet in seminary, and I know what it looks like in Oved Hashem, and that's certainly not me. And we have again those double bullet points, like comparing ourselves in the specifics, the pratim to each person. Why I'm not a tzaddik. So A, I'm not a tzaddik. I can't serve Hashem right now. And again, we have this long list of dimyonos as to why it's impossible for me to serve Hashem right now, right? Because again, it doesn't fit my tzior and picture and blueprint of what it means avodas Hashem, and that's my brain right now. So I can't call Hashem with my brain because I literally believe, my seichel is telling me that I can't call Hashem with my brain, that Hashem wants nothing to do with me. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to call Hashem with my brain. He's going to come in and see toys on the floor and a mess and not my finest china. And he's not going to accept my limud haTorah and my mitzvah that I did, because who am I? And therefore, I'm not going to continue to do any of this stuff. I'm not even going to invite him in. Bichlal, I'm just going to, I don't know, sit down and waste my time and you know, surf TikTok or whatever it is, because I'm alone. I'm lonely. I have no one to talk to. No one wants me. I can't serve Hashem right now. So what we first need to do is to recognize how desperate we are to be mitzamtzim. So even though the difference between machshava and peh is the same difference between flying to Eretz Yisrael versus walking to Eretz Yisrael, and our mouths are comparably much slower and accomplish, quote unquote, and reach much less than our brains do, but in order to return to seichel dikdusha and to flick the switch and be like, oh, it's lichtig, very nice. I didn't see that Hashem wants me. I didn't see that through me there's tainug, there's pleasure in the olam ha'alyonim, and that I'm constantly, and my brachos are misakin the whole bria. And when I say baruch, I'm recognizing Hashem as the makor ha'bracha. I'm recognizing that Hashem is positive and he's a baruch. He's positive. He's constantly giving bracha. Ata, I see Hashem is here with me. Ah, melech ha'olam, melech ha'olam. He's the king of the entire world. I'm willing to jump into a fire right now for him. To do anything to serve him. He's such a rachman. And being mitzamtzim, you know, in tefillah, every word... And even if not every word of tefillah, but at least believing that I have the ability and my words are heard by Hashem. I'm inviting Hashem into my words. He hears my words. So I'm listening. I'm hearing. Baruch she'omar v'hoya ha'olam. Ah, Hashem created the world. He's mechadish the world. V'chol yoyim tamid ma'aseh bereishis. So return to a healthy seichel. It's by recognizing how absolutely essential it is to be a mitzamtzim first, bapeh, in a way where I'm not just saying the word, right? Because again, how many people are willing to, you know, if you've been listening to my shirim, Weinberger's hispoida this year, you know, a shefa of all these shirim telling you he's a about kavanas ha'tefillah and limud haTorah, or even hisbodedus, and then you like come back and be like, it's not working. I tried to hisbodedus, it's not working, because you're not hearing it from the Rebbe. You're not hearing it from Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is saying how we need to be moitzi'ehem bapeh lehotzi, to take the word out of my mouth, to say it in a way where I'm being moitzi it, like I'm going to the bank and being motzi money from the bank, because I know that there's going to be a transaction here with what I'm taking out of the bank. I'm going to now use the money to buy whatever. But the same thing is when I'm motzi ehem bapeh, and I'm willing to extract the words from my mouth, is because I know that there's a transaction here. And when I do speak in a way of malchus dikdusha, in a way where I know that each word is a tzimtzum for Hashem, and I'm calling out to Kutcha Brichu, Shema the Kutcha Brichu, then I can now return to Seichel Dikdusha. Now I'm Zocha Techayim, which is Das, because Chochma is Techaya. Chochma and Das is the Chiyus. Now I'm alive. I'm absolutely alive because now, because I knew to stop thinking and overthinking too much. I'm constantly thinking and I'm this like hush of a professor, and like even worse than what's going on in the college campuses with these professors and all their, you know, genocidal classes. I'm worse than that. I'm much worse than that, because I'm a chacham im heima lahara, and I'm a much bigger anti-Semite than any professor could possibly be. I'm constantly making myself and using my brain and my thoughts to make myself ba'atzvus nifla, and I'm listening like b'dveikus to my machshava, quote unquote, calling out to Hashem b'machshava, but I'm not, because I know it's being met with like this disdain and disgust, right? Again, in the way that I think it's being received, in a way of shame, where I'm quote unquote calling out Hashem, but again, it's b'machshava ba'alma, and my machshava right now is messed up, so messed up. And the greatest gift, if the Rebbe is giving us anything, it's clarifying for us that first and foremost to know every thought that I have right now is b'tachlis ha-sheker. And my brain right now is filled with sheker. Just be mitzamtzem, simple, do something simple. Do something l'shem shemayim. Right now, without thinking. Do something right now l'shem shemayim. You can move your hand with Hashem. That's l'shem shemayim. You can now wear in the tzitzis that you're currently wearing, wear it l'shem shemayim. Or open up a mishnayis, learn a parak mishnayis l'shem shemayim. Without thinking. And then know that through that, you're zocha to chayim. Chayim heim lemoitzi eyem bapeh. When you're willing to extract the diburim from your mouth, because again, you know, based on the fact that you're learning Torah and Vav, that there's a Rebbe who is misakin the Bria already. There's a Rebbe who filled my malchus already with chiyas Hashem, with chaya chayim. And the only problem I have right now is that I'm living with Reba Or that was shoyver my kalim. And once I'm willing to, you know, be machnia myself and accept the fact that my brain is my just killing me, is such an enemy of mine, and just get those thoughts like to just quiet themselves by admitting how wrong they are, how false they are. It's the biggest bluff in the world, and just to be mitzamtzem bepeh, then I can now re-engage with seichel in a heilig way, in a holy way of chochma techayez ba'aleh, where now my machshavas are nekudas tovos. I see nekudas tovos in myself. I see that I have a mole tov, and today, right, the karbo kol yemei chayev, I'm calling to out Hashem every single day because I'm a Jew who's a person connected to Torah. And I'm not afraid to call out to Hashem. I'm not afraid to call out to the Melech. I'm not embarrassed for him to come in and see my home the way it is and see my mitzvah the way it is. I'm inviting him in. I'm calling him in. Moitzi'ei and bepeh. Because I know he's going to come in and speak mechayami. Hashem's going to say to you, wow, what a beautiful day you had. Whereas in the past, we might have said, like, wait, are you serious? You got the wrong guy. I know a guy. I know a guy who had a really great day. Let me get him on the phone. Let me get him on FaceTime. We start like, and Hashem's like, ha, can't handle it. I'm getting out of here. I can't handle this. And we're like, yeah, good idea. Like, don't stick around too long. You're going to see really, like, some messy stuff. Right? But now when we listen to the Rebbe, And we start again in the way of the karbo kol yemichayev, to start with our peh, then we know that behind that is chochmat achayes baaleh, the karbo kol yemichayev. I'm calling Shema de Kuchabrichu into every day. At the end of every day, I'm so willing. I'm so excited even to call out Hashem and to say, today was a day. Today was quite a day. Without like now cheshbening, but like, I don't know, I only did like 7 mitzvahs. Okay, great. If that's what you did, and then that's what you were able to do. The karabo kol yemechayev, call Hashem. Tell him, koyre oisoy bapeh. At the end of the day, be mechay yourself. Bapeh, Hashem, I did mitzvahs today. I did so many mitzvahs today, so many brachos. I davened 3 tefillos today. I did a little bit of hisbodlos. I did a little bit of hisbodlos. And it conjures up the thought of Sfirsa Omer, of making a bracha on every single day, hayoim, right? Like we say in Sfirsa Omer, being absolutely clear about that this day is worthy of me making a bracha on this day. This day is holy in the eyes of Hashem, is choshev in the eyes of Hashem. Because why? Because I had Esek HaTorah today. I had Esek HaTorah. And when a person gets accustomed to that way of thinking and lives in the Malchus, this Kasia of the Rebbe, of the Moshe Al Kol Olam Kulo, and draws that into his own Malchus, then he uses it l'chatchila for his entire day. He's able to be masmid b'Torah according to his abilities and according to his schedule. To be masmid b'Torah for 20 minutes. Put your phone down. Just be mitchaber every word of Torah. It's kissable. You know Hashem's kissing it, so you're kissing it. Which brings us now to this next chelek, ki yesh shnei hastaros. And in this chelek of the Torah, the Rebbe is going to explain deeper how we're zocha to constantly hearing this tocha, these words of rebuke, but that are just mechaya, that are constantly mechaya us, and how we're going to be living with the machshavas ha-toicha, those thoughts that are saying like, hello, why are you ba'atzvas? What is wrong with you? Do you understand how much Hashem relies on you and wants you? Be b'simcha tzuma. Every moment of your life is birurim. Every moment of your life is tikkun kol habria. And so many oylem esalyonim are just dependent on you for their chiyas. Don't be ba'atzvas, b'malchus. The malchus of the Sitra Achra was trying to get you to live in this rat race of Yiddishkeit, right? To bets and to think like a guy, like, oh, it's all about like who has more, you know, more Grammy awards and who's, you know, who's accumulated more wealth in their life. Beruchnias and begashmias, and we're constantly relating to Yiddishkeit like this. But we don't have to. We have a roifei nefashos. We have the ability to enter into the palace of the Rebbe, the Beit Cholim, the Beis Refua of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who's healing the way that we think, and getting us accustomed to living chaim heim lemoitzi'eim v'peh. Totzi me'apeh, a little bit of Torah, a pasuk, even if you're wasting your whole day binging away, stop for a second, because you know how chosh of you are. Fine, b'seder, yes, it's yerida, fine, it happens, there are days where in lichayim, but don't just give up the day, tachtof, grab a shtickle Torah here. Right, a day you're at work the entire day. It's like a super busy day at work, reading contract after contract, or going to visit this building and that building, or plumbing under the number 6 school in Woodmere for hours and hours, drilling into the roof. That was what I did for a summer, and sweating, mazia, kilu. I'm just a regular, I'm one of the 6. I'm like the 7th Mexican in the bunch, right? That's who I was working with at the time. And instead of that, because you've trapped your malchus in Ribay Or in the coffin, and you've nailed in the last nail, and now it's just a matter of time until you run out of air and just your nefesh just leaves, give up. Instead of that, stop for a second, and just connect to the malchus tikdusha. Connect to the Malchus of the Rebbe. Know that Hashem wants me. I'm so special to Hashem. I'm my Torah is special to Hashem. And now I'm going to call him. He's waiting for me. He wants me to call him into my yamim and my midos. And every single day, there's no day that's fully excusable to not serve Hashem, regardless of if you how sick you are. Regardless. So we'll save this shtickle for next time, the Kiyeshne Astaros, and we'll start there. Okay, L'chaim Tov L'shalom.